sitting in a little coffee shop one morning, two ladies walked into the booth behind me and sat down, and I wasn't trying to overhear their conversation, but I could hear it, and I kind of got involved without really wanting to, as I listened to them, I realized this was was serious stuff they were talking about here. And the one friend was pouring her heart out, and the other one was just being such a beautiful friend and listening. You know, sometimes a good friend doesn't have to say anything. You don't have to be brilliant or anything. You just have to listen. You just have to be there. And that's what this friend was doing. And I listened to these two ladies talk, and when they got up and left, I asked the waitress for a pencil. And I basically just sat there and wrote down what I remembered of their conversation. This is what I heard. She said, early in the morning while he's still asleep, I could pack a few things quiet and neat and call a limo to pick me up outside and start my new life with a comfortable ride. To just sit down with him and tell him why and what it is I'm missing and put it all on the table so nobody's guessing. Hell, he might even offer his own personal blessing. Or maybe I ought to just ease out slow, a little here, a little there. You know, he could watch it develop like a Polaroid shot. I don't know, maybe not, because there's no good way to go. There just ain't no good way to go. It's one of those no-win situations. Anger don't work, and neither does patience. How much is too much and what's not enough? I'm sorry, this is complicated stuff. And there's no good way to go. Just ain't somebody's gonna have some wounded pride. I can't go, but I can't stay. All I know is there's no good way. She said, professional help. Maybe that's it. I could learn to let go, maybe get a grip. But you know what they want? How much an hour? She said, I think I better take it to a higher power. Because there ain't no good way to go. There just ain't no good way to go. Sometimes they just ain't no good way to go. She said, early in the morning while he's still asleep, I could pack a few things quiet and neat and call a limo to pick me up outside and start my new life in a comfortable ride. Thank you. different, wasn't it?